Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success.
We know that running a small firm is tough, and ending the year with a profit may be even tougher. That's why we created Profit for Small Firm Architects. It's a 3-module digital course, and it's available to you for free right now by visiting entrearchitect.com/freecourse. This is Entree Architect Podcast, episode 111. Welcome back to the Entree Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, whether you're in the process of launching a startup, or you might be an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference, this podcast is for you. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. Every week, we receive calls from potential clients, people who've come our way through word of mouth, a Google search, or in response to our amazing marketing efforts. And we answer those calls and we begin a process that hopefully will lead the most qualified of the bunch to signing a contract. And that process is called our sales system. We all do it and we all have one. And back in episode 109, you learned all about the steps to putting together successful sales. But how many of those calls are qualified to be our clients? How many people do we need to talk to in order to complete the process and sign a contract? How many contracts do we need to sign, and how can we predict if we'll actually meet those goals? How do we manage all the different prospects in all different phases of our process? This week on the Entree Architect Podcast, I will share how to manage your sales pipeline as a small firm architect. This episode of the Entree Architect Podcast is sponsored by FreshBooks, the easiest way to send invoices, manage expenses, and track your time. Learn more at freshbooks.com/architect. So, a sales pipeline. That's not something that too many of us architects are talking about or thinking about these days. But what is a sales pipeline? Well, a sales pipeline is an approach to selling, and it describes the individual steps one takes from initial contact through the qualifying process that turns that person into a lead, and then further validates that lead into a sales opportunity, and step by step and step and step and step until you get to your close, until you sign a contract. It's the visual representation of your sales system. And we talked about sales systems and how to put together sales, successful sales, back in episode 109. You can go back and listen to that. And today we're going to talk about the sales pipeline, the visual representation of that system. Imagine a funnel. Imagine the shape of a funnel. And that's sort of the way a pipeline works. At the very top are your potential clients. They're the people who are out there who are interested in what you're doing. And they sort of, there's lots of those. And as the funnel comes down, it gets narrower and narrower. And so you start with your initial contact, somebody who calls you. Those are the people at the top of the funnel. And then as you come down and the funnel gets smaller, you have the qualified leads. So maybe those initial contacts, some of them become qualifying leads, and there's somebody who is interested in what you're doing, and they qualify to be one of your clients. And then through the process, you validate them, and you may create a sales proposal, and you send them, and it gets closer and closer and closer down to the final step of signing a contract. So at the very bottom of the funnel is a signed contract, right? So you start with people who are interested in what you're doing to qualified people all the way through to a signed contract. And it gets smaller and smaller as you get down. So fewer and fewer of those potential people at the top are qualified and become opportunities and become signed contracts and clients. And so only a few of those. That's why the funnel gets smaller. That funnel is essentially your pipeline. And not many of us are using sales systems at all. Not many of us have any idea about pipelines. I can tell you that I did not until I started Entree Architect and I started learning more about business and how it works. And this is the way sales works. This is a great way to identify where your prospects are in the process of your sales system. And some of you may not see the benefits from the amount of work that's required to managing that pipeline. You just want to, you know, make the phone calls or speak on the phone and qualify them and put together a proposal and meet with them and send it off and you're done. And you don't track them. That once it's sent out, it's done. And there's an additional effort in order to be able to track all those. And others, like many of us, many, you know, like me, didn't even know that there was a process for this, didn't really understand that that we should be doing that. And so today I wanted to bring it to your attention about the sales pipeline and a sales funnel and describe how it works and what it does and why you should be using one. We're most likely already using a sales system. It's the process that we go through every time somebody answers the phone, and we go through that process. It's just not documented. It's not developed into an actual business system that you can use whenever someone calls, or somebody else may be able to use in order for you to not have to do that job anymore. There may be somebody else in your firm that you can train through a business system, a sales system that can get you to the point where, you know, where you meet them later down the funnel. Each step of that system describes the tasks and the deliverables that you need to do in order for that initial contact to become a contract. So that's what a pipeline is. So how do we structure an effective sales pipeline? That's really what we're talking about here. How do we do that? How do we put together a system and organize it in a way that is helpful to us? And every sales system is different depending on who's developing that system and who's working that system and who are your clients. Who are you hoping that will buy through this system? And you know, every sales system has steps. You go through step one, someone calls on the telephone and you do an initial contact, an initial phone call, and then you qualify them and you decide whether you're going to meet with them and you have a meeting. You know, so think about that process. Write down all the steps that you go through, every step, every single step of the process from the initial contact all the way through signing the contract. Put that down on paper. And there may be a few dozen steps. That's the first step in putting together this sales pipeline for your firm. Figure out, think about it, sit down with a piece of paper in front of you or an Evernote page open and write down all of the steps. Just go through in your mind every single step of the sales process and look through the steps. Once you have them all written down, you know, they probably have, you know, 20, 30 different steps that you go through. And pick out the 5 or 6 most important steps that lead a contract or a client, a contact to becoming a client? What are those benchmarks? What are those points of from going from one phase to the next? Because you don't want too many steps in the system, because if it's too complicated, people won't use it. Systems, business systems, need to be simple. They need to be easy to use. They need to be easier to use than to not use them, or else they're not effective systems. All the systems that we talk about in business need to be simple. They need to be easy to use, and they should be easy to understand and to communicate how they work. So maybe the five steps that you go through is the initial contact, the qualification, right? So once you have an initial contact, you qualify them, that you decide that you're going to proceed through the rest of the pipeline with this person. Then the third step might be a meeting. So you've qualified them on the telephone and you've scheduled the meeting and you go to this meeting. So that's the third step, is you have a meeting. And there's a bunch of other steps in between all of these main steps, but initial contact, qualification, meeting. Then after the meeting, proposal. So you put together a proposal and you present that proposal. And then the fifth step might be, the final step might be the close. How do you go from that proposal to an actual signed contract? And many of us are going through the first four steps, the initial contact, the qualification. We're meeting, or very often we're not even qualifying. We're just going to meet with anybody who calls. So there's a step in there called qualification that's really, really important, that you're not wasting your time with people who are not qualified, that don't meet your target market, don't meet your qualifications for a client for your firm. That's your responsibility to know who those people are and to filter out the ones that are not and move them on to somebody else. You know, a referral to a friend, another architect, would be a great idea for that. So that second step, qualification, then a meeting, then a proposal, and then the close. It's really important that you, after the proposal, you go through a series of process of closing that deal. And I talked about that in episode 109. So go back to that and listen to 109. And we'll you'll talk about the close, and that's a simple system. The five steps: initial contact, qualification, meeting, proposal, and close. Simple, right? And probably a very similar process to what you're already doing every time a contact calls and you start going through your process. The things you naturally do, those are the five steps that you probably naturally do. Some of them we do better than others. But that's the five steps. Then let's say that you have 10 initial contacts per month. Let's just say that every month you get 10 initial contacts. So 10 people calling in, and this is theoretical. You might have 20, you might have 30, you might have 5, you might have 2. Let's just say for this podcast, I want to keep it simple. We're going to talk about numbers here, and numbers on podcasts don't always work, but I'm going to give it a shot here. So listen up. Let's say we have 10 initial contacts per month. And out of the 10 contacts, typically one of those 10 contacts are qualified to be a prospect. So of the 10 people who call, maybe only one is a qualified prospect, right? Okay. So the percentage of that one out of 10, obviously, is 10%. So measured as a percentage, that one out of the 10 is 10%. So 10% of your initial contacts become qualified prospects. Understand that? Okay. So then do the math of the remaining steps of your process. So it might look something like this. Maybe the initial contact is zero because it's, you know, you have, there's all these people, 0%. There's no likelihood of somebody calling. You just start with zero. Then qualification is 10%, which is what we talked about. So qualifying. So going from that initial contact through qualification. So maybe of those 10, only one becomes a qualified prospect. So qualification is 10%. And then going from qualification to meeting might be 30%. And so it gets bigger and bigger. The percentages of the number of people get through get smaller and smaller, but the percentages get bigger and bigger. So as you get through the funnel, as you get closer to the end at the close, the more likely the prospect becomes that they're going to become a client. So it starts at zero, then qualification is 10%. And these are theoretical numbers. You need to figure out these numbers on your own. You need to track your process so you know how many come through the funnel and how many actually go to the next step. So You can say initial contact is zero, qualification is 10%, a meeting might be 30%, the proposal is 60% of those people go to the close, and after the close, if you go through the close, it's 100%. Anybody who signs a contract would be 100% of the people who sign contracts. And so each step of the way, initial contact, qualification, meeting, proposal, close, with every initial contact entering the sales pipeline, they become a sales opportunity. And so these are the percentages of these opportunities going down the funnel. So 10% of the initial contacts become qualifications, 30% of the qualifications become a meeting, 60% of the proposal or meetings become proposals, and 100% of the closes are closes. Got it? Okay. I know that's a bunch of numbers and complicated when you're talking about it, but think about it. Okay. Now, each of those opportunities has a value. This is the next step. Each one of those opportunities becomes a value. Each opportunity is somebody coming in through this sales process. Someone going into this pipeline, a human being that you're tracking, is an opportunity, okay? And each opportunity has a value. So one signed contract in your firm might be equal to $10,000 in revenue for your firm, okay? So one signed contract might be equal, in this theoretical example, might be worth $10,000 in revenue to your firm. So each time someone enters the funnel as a qualified prospect, they might be worth $10,000. You can determine the value of every specific opportunity. So someone calling you through the process of qualification, you may be determined that this is a $50,000 revenue, or this may be a $10,000 revenue, or you can just use a weighted opportunity value for everybody that comes through the funnel. And in this example, we're going to talk about a weighted opportunity. Let's take a quick break here to say thank you to FreshBooks for their support as a platform sponsor of Entree Architect, because as a platform sponsor, FreshBooks has provided funding and support for our overall mission here at Entree Architect. They recognize the need for small firms like us to build better businesses in order to be better architects. FreshBooks is the easy-to-use accounting software designed to help us small firm owners get organized, save time, and get paid faster. It takes care of invoicing, expense tracking, estimating, reporting, and it all happens out on the cloud, so you have access to your information from anywhere that you have access to the internet. And I use FreshBooks for my own small firm, Five Cat Studio, and my favorite feature of the FreshBooks software is sending my invoices by email and allowing my clients to pay by credit card. When FreshBooks says that you'll get paid faster, they're not kidding. With the convenience of clicking a button and paying by credit card, many of my clients pay now as soon as they receive their invoice. And for those clients who don't pay right away, FreshBooks automatically sends them a reminder of the balance due at an interval that I set. So once I send an invoice, I can go back to being an architect, and I don't need to chase down any of my clients. And Tim Lee of FreshBooks will show you how easy it is to send invoices by email on our exclusive video series Tim and I produced exclusively for the Entree Architect community. Check out this free video series at entrearchitect.com/FreshBooksVideo. There's no catch. There's no email. It's completely free. Just go to entrearchitect.com/FreshBooksVideo and you will get the videos right away. There's three of them. Shows you everything you need to know about getting started. And then go to FreshBooks.com/Architect and sign up for your free 30-day trial and give it a try. It's free. I suggest you just send one invoice and see what happens. That's how I got started. Just send one invoice to one client and see how it works. And when I did that and I got paid much faster than usual, I signed up for the rest of it and I set up my whole account in FreshBooks. FreshBooks.com/architect for your free 30-day trial. And be sure to enter Entree Architect in the How Did You Hear About Us section. So let's say that opportunity is that $10,000. And so every opportunity that comes through the funnel, anybody that enters the funnel has an opportunity value of $10,000. Okay. So now we're going to go back to our five steps. And the
Let's say that those 10 opportunities that we talked about up front enter the funnel, and seven of them make it through to qualification. And so the value of the opportunities that are in qualification at 10%, we determined that up above, qualification at 10%, seven opportunities at a value of $10,000 each is 10,000 times those seven. So that's 70,000, but it's only 10% a value of only 10%. So the value of the people who are in the qualification phase of the pipeline is worth $7,000. Okay, so there's seven opportunities that are sitting in the qualification phase of your pipeline. They're each worth $10,000. So that's seven times 10,000 is 70,000, but they're only worth 10%, right? We decided that they're only worth 10%. And so the value of each one of those opportunities in the qualification phase is $7,000 if there's seven opportunities in there. And so you're basically giving a value to your pipeline, right? So this is the process that we're going through. You want to figure out how much the value of all the potential opportunities in the pipeline is worth as a total. So each one of these phases would have opportunities. So somebody, there might be five opportunities in the meeting phase. In the meeting phase, five of those opportunities is $50,000, and 30%, their percentage is 30%, so that's worth $15,000. Then the next one is proposal. Maybe there's three opportunities in the proposal. And these numbers are, you know, depends on who gets through the phase. And you're tracking all of these. And so in the proposal phase, there might be three opportunities, and three opportunities are worth $30,000. So each opportunity is valued at $10,000. There's three opportunities in the proposal phase. That's $30,000, and they're worth 60%, the 60% possibility that they're going to go through the close. And so the value of the people who are in the proposal phase is $18,000. That's three opportunities at $10,000 times 60%, $18,000. And then maybe there's two opportunities in the closing phase. There's two right there waiting to be closed. They're 100%, two opportunities, $10,000 each is worth $20,000. So if you add up all of those values, so the value of the initial contacts are worth zero. The value of the seven opportunities in the qualification phase is $7,000. The five opportunities in the meeting phase is worth $15,000. And the three opportunities in the proposal phase are worth $18,000. And the two opportunities in the closing phase is worth $20,000. If you add all that up, the weighted value of the entire pipeline at the moment of time that you've clicked looked at the system at that moment, if you add up all those values, 7,000 plus 15,000 plus 18,000 plus 20,000 equals $60,000. So that's the value of your pipeline at that moment, okay? If through the Profit for Small Firm Architects course, which you can go to Entree Architect, and right there on the homepage, you can download that for free, the Profit for Small Firm Architects course. If in that course you've determined that you need $500,000 worth of revenue to hit your profit goal of 20%, again, theoretical, I'm just talking so we can use some numbers here. So if you've determined that you need $500,000 in total revenue to hit your profit goals, we know that we need to sign about $42,000 worth of contracts every month. Okay, so 12 months at $42,000 gets you to $500,000. Again, theoretical. And a rule of thumb for the opportunity value of your pipeline, our pipeline right now at this point in time is worth $60,000. A rule of thumb is that your pipeline should be valued at three times more than your monthly requirement. So if our monthly requirement is $42,000 in order to reach that $500,000, then we need a lot more opportunities in that pipeline. So if we need $42,000 per month, the opportunity value of your pipeline needs to be 126,000. So that's 42,000 times three, right? So 42,000 times three is 126,000, not 60,000. We determined before that our pipeline is at 60,000. So we need to double the opportunities in our pipeline. We need to more than double them, right? So if we're at 60 with who's in our pipeline now, and we know that we need 126,000 in order to end up with the 42,000 that we need, then we need to double that. And so with that knowledge, with all of those numbers, and I'm going to put all of these calculations and all of these numbers on the blog at entrearchitect.com/episode111. So all these numbers will make more sense when you see them in print, and they'll all be over there at episode 111. With that knowledge, knowing that pipeline and the value of that pipeline, you can predict your future contracts. You can predict who's going to make it through, right, with these percentages and the values. You'll be able to predict the future revenue, and you'll know whether you're going to be profitable or not. You're going to be able to take the information that we've learned in the Profit for Small Firms, Small Firm Architects course, and figure out how to put together a sales system, a sales pipeline to get you to those numbers that you need to be profitable. So that's it. That's the sales pipeline. So a sales pipeline is a visual representation of your sales process, where you can see all of these potential clients in different phases, all displayed neatly and organized according to the phase. So you can have a spreadsheet. You can do this in Microsoft or Excel or Google Sheets and put together a spreadsheet with each of your phases. Maybe you have these five phases: initial contact, qualification, meeting, proposal, and close. You put those in columns, and in the columns are your different opportunities, the different people within your funnel, and you can track them. So when a prospect goes from qualification to a meeting, you move them from the qualification column to the meeting column, and when they get moved, their value changes. So that's why we talked about values. So if you have a pipeline and you see this visual representation of your pipeline, you can actually look graphically at all of these prospects on your pipeline software or the spreadsheet that you've created, and you can see the opportunities. You can see that you had 10 opportunities in that initial contact phase, and you had 7 opportunities in the qualification phase. You can see visually that there are 5 opportunities in the meeting phase, 3 opportunities in the proposal phase, and they all add up on the spreadsheet. So the value of those, you can set it up so each one has the value that you've determined, and at the bottom you can see the value very quickly of that pipeline. And so if you need $126,000 of your pipeline and you only have 60, it'll be very clear that you need to do a lot more work and you need to build up your pipeline. You need to do the things you need to do in marketing and business development to get your pipeline filled. Okay? That's why we're talking about this, because there needs to be a process. There needs to be some way that you can see who's in which phase, who do you need to call next, who do you need to go to the next step on your system that we talked about to move them from qualification to meeting, from meeting to proposal, from proposal to close. When do you do that? Who do you do that for? If you have 25 people in your pipeline, how do you keep track of those? This is the tool that you keep track of your pipeline. You can create this very simply using Google Sheets or Microsoft Excel. Or there are customer relationship management tools that you can purchase. There's some that is desktop software. There are web apps that you can get. A few names, if you want to take a look at them. I haven't used any of these, so I can't recommend any of them, but Polio by Citrix is made by the makers of GoToMeeting. Salesforce, the small business edition. Salesforce, when most people hear Salesforce, they think big enterprise software. They also have a small business edition of Salesforce, which is highly rated. If you go and you look for the most rated CRM tools, CRM is customer relationship management. Salesforce is very highly rated. Zoho is Z-O-H-O. It's a free tool that you can use. So maybe that's something we can start with. Insightly, I-N-S-I-G-H-T-L-Y, Insightly. They also have a free version that's very highly rated for small firms. There's PipeDrive. There's tools like Infusionsoft, which is much more advanced than some of these others. They have more, and Marketo, very high-end, very enterprise software. Marketo is another one. And then you can these tools are things that you can use, but you don't necessarily need these tools. These tools make it easier. It's the process is already put together for you, but it's not too difficult to put together a spreadsheet with the number of prospects in each of these five phases and adding the values to them, putting together the formulas in Excel or sheets. Not difficult at all. So the sales pipeline, you know, it's taking the sales system and breaking it down into a visual representation so you can actually track which prospects are where. And because it's a system, and because it's a simple system, it sounds complicated because I threw all these numbers together, but the system is simple. The system is to break down the sales process into phases, then give the phases value, give the opportunities that come through the funnel, through the pipeline, a value. Those values get determined by the percentage of each phase, because as you go down the funnel, the percentage of conversion gets higher and higher. You can determine the value of your pipeline. You can determine the value of the potential opportunities that are sitting there waiting for you to go work them. That process, because it's all there visually in a graphic visualization, makes it easier. When you do your Monday morning meeting with yourself, you can go to your sales pipeline spreadsheet and say, okay, who do we have and when do we have it? Who do we need to call? Who do we need to qualify? Who do we need to call back? It's all right there on the pipeline software. You can actually see what you need to do and when you need to do it. Who is the most likely to become the next step in the process? That's the way you convert these initial calls to closes. There's an intentional process that you go through. And you can do it just by putting together a sales system. But then when you take it to the next level and you put together a sales pipeline and you actually see that pipeline visually, it helps you go through that sales system in a more intentional way. And you convert more prospects into clients. Your revenues go up because you know how much each of these potential opportunities are worth. And you know how many you need. So with that in mind, you can do the things you need to do. And it doesn't just happen. You know, you just cross your fingers that you get enough money in this month to pay your bills. This is a way to predict the sales within your firm. So I hope that's helpful. That's the sales pipeline. And you can go to entrearchitect.com/episode111. And I will have all of this information. I know there's a lot of numbers here, a lot of percentages. It gets really confusing when you're listening to this in your earbuds. But the idea here, this is the takeaway. Don't worry about all the numbers that I just described. Go to entrearchitect.com/episode111, and it'll all be there. You don't have to remember any of that. This is the big takeaway. The big takeaway is that you need a sales system, and the pipeline will help you manage that sales system. And so take some time, go over to the blog, look at these numbers, and then take some time in the meeting for yourself, the Monday morning meeting with yourself, and think about this. Think about putting together a sales pipeline for your firm. Whether you are a firm of one or a firm of 21, it doesn't matter. This is a process that will help you make more sales and become more successful.
Complete show notes and a direct link to download this episode will be found at entrearchitect.com/episode111. And that is going to be a good one because I know this was a complicated one to follow and to understand. So go to entrearchitect.com/episode111 and I will have all of those numbers and
and a little blog post about how this works over there as well. So entrearchitect.com/episode111. And don't forget to pick up your access to our free 3-module digital course, Profit for Small Firm Architects. Just head over to entrearchitect.com/free course, and you can get that. That might be a good idea to go through that course first. It's free. Figure out what your profit goal is, and then come back and put together your sales pipeline in order to feed that profit goal. Good idea, huh? That's why you came to Entree Architect. To get information like that, go to entrearchitect.com/free course and get the Profit for Small Firm Architects course right now, and that will help you build a better business. My name is Mark R. LePage, and I am an entrepreneur architect, if you haven't learned that by now. I don't know where you've been. And I encourage you to go share what you know. I thank you very much for listening. I appreciate you for being there, and I'll see you next week.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns. What's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.